I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. Before the Lifetime Network came along, Katherine Oxenberg and Casper Van Dien were just almost forgotten actors. Now they and their five children are the stars of their own reality television show. It starts tonight. It's called I Married a Princess. Day-to-Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein has a review.
With remarriage as prevalent as it is today, it's about time reality TV paid attention to an interesting dynamic going on in plenty of American homes. It's called the blended family, which is what happens when two people remarry and bring together their respective children. I Married a Princess presents the opportunity to focus on just such a family. Too bad it has all the realism of the Brady Bunch. You might know Katherine Oxenberg and Casper Van Dien from such critically acclaimed shows as Dynasty, Acapulco Heat, and Titans. I hesitate to call them actors. Judging from their resumes, all they were ever really required to do was look pretty. And may I say, they do that remarkably well. Watch I Married a Princess for no other reason than to see what the offspring of two incredibly beautiful people look like. Katherine and Casper have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old who are adorable. They probably already have their own agents getting them work in diaper commercials. She brings a 13-year-old girl as well from a previous marriage. He has an 11-year-old boy and a 9-year-old girl from his previous marriage. Now I know what you're thinking. 5 children under 13. The show must be set in a sanitarium. No, it's actually a Malibu mansion crawling with cameramen documenting their every move. For Katherine, there isn't much movement at all. She is, after all, royalty. Her mother is Princess Elizabeth of Yugoslavia, hence the title of the show. Here's how she likes to spend a meaningful day.
Katherine, what are you doing?
I am on my way to the Agape Church Well-Being Center, and I have booked myself in for my second non-surgical facelift. Have you ever had one of those?
When Katherine isn't busy elsewhere, there are the kids to tend to. Here, her 13-year-old finds out mommy isn't quite the caretaker daddy is.
Whenever you're not here, I get scared because mom forgets to lock all the doors.
That's good.
And I'm scared of burglars.
You don't lock the doors.
Yes,
do you go around every night and lock the doors?
I hear him locking the doors.
Seriously?
Basically, Katherine and Casper are attractive, genial airheads. Kind of like Nick and Jessica from MTV's Newlyweds, only 20 years later, and with kids. Which raises a disturbing question. Shouldn't subjecting your kids' lives to reality TV be considered some form of child abuse? What happens if the show becomes a hit and it's on for years? When the cameramen finally leave, won't the kids have abandonment issues? I know I Married a Princess isn't for jaded male viewers like me. Lifetime is, after all, for women. But this could be a better show if it found a more interesting family. Take it from the first family of reality TV, MTV's The Osbournes. Dysfunctional and dynamic beats beautiful and boring every time.
Andrew Wallenstein, he writes for The Hollywood Reporter.